try.
You haven't tried hard, very hard.
Can they call us back into order? Congresswoman Edwards.
So that we have all the pertinent information that we need, I have made a request to the treasurer to provide us a dollar figure and a number of proposed new positions in 77 as well for salaries, wages, benefits, and indirect costs. And he said he could get that to us. So I'm hopeful that we can have that.
Was there a time frame given?
Well, he walked out the door, I think, to ask Tasha. So, Ms. Fox, I'm anticipating in short order. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that I asked for that information, and he said he could get it to us.
Okay, so we've had a lot of discussion, a lot of dialogue. We all recognize that there's going to have to be at least a $1.3 million reduction somewhere. The committee substitute could be adopted. We could continue to discuss other portions of it. I don't think anybody wants to go into 1977 and start section by section Congress making reductions by amendment at the table.
Move to adopt 1977 committee substitute.
Congresswoman Edwards, you weren't recognized.
What you were looking for.
There's another, the executive branch mentioned earlier that in the past, the budgets have been sent back and given them an opportunity to make and propose reductions. I guess that would be an option. So at this time, I would open up the floor. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to adopt 1977 committee substitute.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think that this is a measured approach. It is applied equally. And as I have stated in the email, there is still a need for a base pay adjustment bill, which I have filed this morning. It's before this committee tomorrow, ONZA 1991. It will put money back into the budget for base pay adjustments in a lump sum to be administered by the executive branch for each of the branches of this government. What this does is only, the committee sub only backs us back to July 2019. So I don't understand the hesitation in adopting this as a place for us to move forward with. New positions can still be considered as new information comes in. We only have a couple of days for that. But amendments can still be made to a committee sub to put new positions in. Keeping an eye at, we'll only have $855,000 remaining in projected revenue to be able to make those increases. So this is a working document. I think this is our job here at the table. This is what we were elected to do, is to make these tough decisions. And we have long said that continually increasing salaries and wages has put us on an unsustainable path. We're here.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I'm in favor of the approach of a lump sum. That approach has been taken in years past. I don't know how we got away from it, but I favor appropriating a lump sum of money to each branch of government to be administered through HR in accordance with policy. Because we don't... The law allows for it, and we've quit following the law on the amount of base pay adjustments, which is why we've been trying to change the law, but the law provides for this, so I'm in favor of it. Doesn't get down in the weeds.
Anyone else? Roll call vote.
Call for a voice vote.
There's a call for a voice vote. How does that work, Madam Clerk? Parliamentary. Pardon me? Well, I realize that. Okay, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, the committee substitute has been adopted. So we're now working off of the committee substitute. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If I can have budget analyst Sneed pull up. Where we would be if, so there we are. So unappropriated revenue, currently with the committee sub adopted, you are at $855,625 to the good. Let me keep in mind and remind you from the email yesterday that an additional new bill for base pay adjustments and special adjustments throughout the Osage Nation still needs to be inserted. So please don't run out and say, oh my gosh, we got $855,000, let's race to the podium and put some money in for new building. A portion of this money needs to go for base pay adjustments. That being said, there are still amendments that need to be made. I outlined some of these in the email. One of the first amendments that I have is page 59, line 2718. Insert the following new section, the Wajaji Health Center. The Osage Nation Congress authorizes and appropriates the sum of $4 million to the Wajaji Health Center from the General Fund and the Treasury in the table listed below.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Do you have a later amendment that's going to clarify in the title? Or could it be included in that amendment?
We can include it in this amendment. It is as restricted revenue. $4 million is tribal revenue. My understanding is will not have an impact on our bottom dollar because of the restricted revenue that was contained in ONCR 1917, I believe. I think it's labeled 1818 here. I think it's 1917. So the overall impact will be a wash, but this includes the Wajaji Health Center into ONCA 1977.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Mr. Gill, I think, is standing in the cages back there. Do we need to make that amendment, or will that title follow that amendment to include in the title of the bill that, because it's not going to change the 23 million, because this is restricted revenue. Can you include in the title to say $4 million of restricted revenue without us making an amendment? Just wanted to clarify that.
The answer was yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Can we have a motion on the floor? Any more discussion? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I just would like to check with the health representative. Was the clinic budget reviewed in the health committee? Yes, it was. Okay, thank you.
Yes. Any more discussion? Ms. Rivard.
I have a question.
Microphone.
Oh, sorry. I do that every time. I just had a question. So I've been speaking with Mr. Webb, Bill Webb, with the foundation, and they had overlooked submitting their operating budget, and I had brought it down and got it stamped in. I think it was 2 weeks ago, our office did, and I gave a copy to Ms. Edwards and showed Mr. Potts. And I'm wondering, has their operational budget been included in 1977, or are there plans to do so I can let Mr. Webb know?
Ms. Rebar, we'll address that in a minute. Let's go ahead and consider this amendment regarding the health clinic. Any more discussion regarding the health clinic amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, that amendment passes. Congresswoman Edwards, did you receive something regarding the foundation? Mr. Congressman Potts,
defer
did
to
you?
Congressman Potts.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Page 41, line 1891, insert the following new section after Osage Nation Energy Services, LLC. It is at the budget insert for the Osage Nation Foundation in the amount of $81,710.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Motion carries. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
That will impact the $855,625 bottom line, correct?
Make that adjustment.
Yes.
And
okay.
Track it. Yes.
So where are we having a
Congresswoman
running total
Edwards.
Somewhere? Are we having a running total somewhere when those change?
Ms. Sneed, you're tracking those, correct? Yes. Maybe not simultaneously, but she's
pretty close.
She's working on it.
In real time.
Any more amendments?
Yeah.
Is that a yes?
Yes. Do we want to work through the committee reports or adopt? Well, here. Page 60. Line 2,756, insert the following new section. It's the authorization and budget insert for IDC accounting. 65, or section 65, IDC admin. Section 66, IDC communications. Section 67, IDC compliance. Section 68, IDC emergency management. Section 69, IDC grants. Section 70, IDC human resources. Section 71, IDC Information Technology. Section 72, IDC IT Equipment. Section 73, IDC Office of Strategic Planning. Section 74, IDC Operations. And that is it.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion? Controller Fox.
Could we get a copy of the committee substitute so we can see what you're looking at? Because I'm 99% sure that you're cutting wages that already exist. You're cutting salaries that are already in place. So we would have to take money away from people before 10-1. So I need to get this and go back to the office immediately.
Well, can we finish getting our...
We have a motion and a second. Controller Fox, we'll get that
okay,
to the
thank
executive
you
branch as soon as we can. Does anyone have a problem with the clerks providing the executive branch with an electronic copy of the committee substitute?
No.
Okay,
no.
I don't either.
It's a public document.
We have a motion and a second, right? Any more discussion? Congresswoman Edwards?
Can you explain what the amendment does?
This amendment follows along the same lines of everything that has happened with reducing salaries and wages back to July 31st, 2019.
Okay, thank you.
But it places in all of the IDC budgets. They are as non-tribal revenue, so we're not appropriating these funds. These funds are appropriated in the other sections of ONC in 1977. So the language in here is specific for the authorization. Authorizes the sum of $1.8 million to the accounting to be spent according to the table below. So it's simply authorizing the expenditure of these funds because the money's already been appropriated.
Any more discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Motion carries. Congressman Potts.
Mr. Chair, happy to work through the committee reports at this time if you'd like. If we want to go back and revisit ONCA 1986, I know we have some.
Do we have those?
Would like to be able to try to get 1986 out where it can be reported to the Congress in the morning.
Ms. Rivard.
Committee's reports were all in this morning.
So before you move on, I'm trying to keep up. So are you still talking about ONCA 1977?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there a way that you could go through each budget that you've affected since the directors are here so they could have a chance to talk about their budgets with you and the salaries and fringe that will be affected? I think we requested that this morning.
Committee.
We'd like to go section by section, please, with the tribal program directors.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I thought that was what happened in the committees of jurisdiction. I thought that was what happened in the committees of jurisdiction.
The committees of jurisdiction reviewed the budgets, and there were directors that were there at times, other times not. The director of operations and deputy director of operations was there. One of them was there almost all of the time. We didn't get a whole lot down into detail like we have in the past. That most of the budgets that I were reviewed were flat. To address Ms. Rivard's comments, I understand your desire to do that. However, we just adopted this committee substitute. I think it would be difficult right now to disseminate that and have you guys and the directors go through it and tell us how it's going to affect everyone's program or department. There are more appropriation committees scheduled or committee meetings scheduled. But, I mean, we've got 2 hours. It's whatever the committee wants to do. I do agree we need to address 1986, but we are on 1977 now. Would anyone else care to weigh in? Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I wasn't anticipating that we were going to go through and do that. And I haven't been on an appropriation committee where we did that. And I'm looking for the productivity of it.
Well, I'm not going to speak on behalf of the executive branch, but Ms. Rivard.
Well, we're requesting because, like I stated this morning, it's their budgets, and it's their salaries and their wages and their fringe that affect them and their people. And it is a little bit different. You're right. Usually, if there's a deficit, you guys give us a number and we go back and we work with our directors to meet that number and then we resubmit. And we've done that a lot in the past. And so now I guess we're going to have to do it, or we'd like to do it at the table, because they haven't had a chance to see how their budgets are going to be affected. Usually they're part of that discussion.
Congresswoman Stabler.
While I love that everyone is here, this is simply an adoption of a substitute. The work still has to be done. It hasn't been confirmed. It hasn't happened. It's not done yet. And I understand, you know, if there's 70 directors that would like to come up and talk about that, I agree they probably ought to come to committee and go through that. There's still a lot of discussion and a lot of reports to review. We've requested several pieces of information. So this is what I understand is just a working point for us right now.
I had Congresswoman Edwards, Congresswoman Whitehorn, then Ms. Rivard.
Well, I think if we're going to do that, that it would also be helpful to have an overview of how the changes in the salary and wages during the course of the year have impacted the operations of, because obviously they changed from what was proposed last year. So in the course of doing that, I would ask that you also have them consider and explain how all those budget modifications that have apparently been made over the course of the year have changed what we're looking at now. Because, again, I was really surprised that we couldn't look at the appropriation that we made last year for all the different requests and that were signed into law, and we couldn't rely on that as the status quo of where we were, because I don't recall in spring anyone coming. I mean, there were a few budgets, but certainly not to the dollar amount that we see now. So I'm still trying to figure out how we got from the number that was appropriated in 2019 in October of last year to a much different number now. So that's part of what I want to hear from too.
Okay, I've got Congresswoman Whitehorn next.
Well, we did just adopt the committee substitute, and I think that a more productive way to, just my opinion, to move forward with this is for the controller and the treasurer to review the adopted committee substitute and then look at it in the departments and programs it greatly affects, that come back with that, because as you can see, there's $773,000 left in projected revenue. So some prioritization will have to be made on your part also. So I think that would be a more productive way. I mean, I want to give every director here what they want. What we're faced with at the table is there's not enough money to go around for each program. So instead of us trying to prioritize with the demands of your branch that you guys know how it operates, I'd prefer for you to look at what's in the substitute and you guys do the prioritization and bring back what's necessary, because I don't know. But we're at a place that we're below projected revenue. We can go up $773,000 from here. That's it. So I think that would be more productive than going director by director.
Ms. Rebard, then Director Johnson.
Well, I appreciate that you at least consider it, because this process is a little bit new on how it's being handled. I don't know, when you say you've adopted a committee substitute, exactly what that means. I don't know what exactly that means, besides you're amending the overall ONCA 1977 in the sections. And if, say, we take this committee substitute back and we review it and we'd like to offer amendments to that, is that possible as well?
That's what I would do if I were in the executive branch.
Thank you.
Director Johnson.
Yes, sir. So I've heard this, and I apologize for not being here this morning, for getting here late. So I may have missed a lot of stuff, I'm sure. But I talked to the controller and I talked to the treasurer, and I don't know where the numbers are coming from that today or in July that the salaries were more than what was appropriated last year or for this fiscal year. The standing order has always been that prior to ONCA 1957, that salaries could be moved, salaries and fringe could be moved amongst salaries and fringe, as long as you didn't go $1 over the top number, which was the executive branch's budget. If it was $19 million, you could not go over 19, you couldn't go to 19 million and 5 cents. That has always been the standing order. And it's my understanding that we have never exceeded that. So I'm confused as to how there is more salary money going out as of July than what was appropriated in the session last September, discounting any base pay adjustments or performance increases. I mean, so, you know, that would technically make it rise, but, you know, we've never, ever put money into salaries and wages from anywhere else. It's never happened. So that's the bottom line there. Just wanted to make that clear.
Right, you made that comment during the first week at one of our first committee meetings. Ms. Fox, I had you next.
Okay, so if you need a tutorial on understanding and interpreting a modification, our office would be happy to help you. There have only been 2 to 3, less than 5 actual time. What? Oh, well.
We don't need a tutorial.
Okay. Well, there's only been 5, less than 5 times that a budget modification has hit salaries. Absolutely. So I just don't appreciate that going out over the airwaves that that's happened when it's far from true. There's a multitude of reasons why there would be a variance, and the report that our office was asked to provide has been provided. However, it sounds like now you guys are looking for, you want to know how it got there, and that would be a different report. And you guys received the budgets in July, and you're just now asking for it. If you really want this, I'm more than willing to do it, but that is ridiculous considering that I have a full-time job. And it's year-end for us. But these transactions have already taken place that got the wages where they are. So it will absolutely, for about 95% of the change, will affect people immediately. Or a furlough.
We've lost a quorum, apparently.
Uh-oh. That is all.
Adjourn.
Second. What about 1986?
Okay, yeah. Move to recess then.
Move to recess. Second.
We don't have a quorum anyway, so we can't vote to recess. We're in recess.
Can you pull up the library number versus the entire number, remember, for where we were comparing what the amount for salaries and wages were appropriated for in the law?